As the Lord may graciously lead and we seek to direct your minds to words you will find in the book of Genesis at the 22nd chapter and at verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. 22nd chapter, the book of Genesis, verse 14, particularly just that name, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, which the marginal rendering gives it, the Lord will provide. I begin with a question, friend. Do you believe it? Do I? Read this portion doubtless countless times. You've lived for many years in the unfoldings of it thus far. We learned the lesson, friend. The precious lesson of that 11th of Hebrews. These all died in faith. And they died before Christ came, not having received the promises, but were persuaded of them and embraced them. They were content to die. Let's go into bed. The Lord will provide. Oh, my dear friend, what a word I say is this. And oh, how you and I need grace, the grace of a living faith, and God only can provide that. Oh, I know this applies to the beginning of the year. I'm not particularly concerned about that. But at all times, as the word itself here declares, Abraham didn't say the Lord hath provided. No, the Lord will provide. And he goes on to say, or the record does, as it is said to this day. So although the word was written thousands of years ago, it still applies, and it will apply to the last day of time. The Lord will provide. Think of the record of this, my dear friend. Oh, we have to learn in this matter the truth of the Word of God, but my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways your ways. Because God knows how unreliable it is to rest upon our own thoughts and our own endeavours for that matter. Oh, my dear friend, I suppose it would be true, only you can answer it for yourself. I suppose it would be true to say we've all said it, or at least we haven't said it, we thought it, at the beginning of another new year. I wonder what this year is going to unfold for us. There's only one answer to that, my dear friend. It'll unfold what God has appointed. At least if you're a child of His grace. How it will come is in the matter of His omnipotent hand. It doesn't work, as He has said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. You can look at this narrative. You can look at all the narratives, Hebrews 11 included. Stand there with Elijah on Carmel's mount. You're going to lean to the arm of flesh. Over 900 prophets of Baal, and he stands alone. But faith didn't waver. Faith didn't waver, not one whit. And he can go into the details of it, that's not necessary. But that's faith, friend. God permitted him, God led him into that path. The same, of course, with Daniel and the lion's den, faith. And with Daniel's friends, oh, never mind about the king, we're not careful to answer thee about this matter. What would you have done, friend? What would I have done? That's how I've had to ask myself during the day. in the contemplation of these words, the Lord will provide. I said, do you believe it? The Lord may well bring you and bring me into a dire strait providentially. Will you be able to rest quietly and confidently? Like Daniel's friends or Daniel himself for that matter. Or you can come into the New Testament. I'm not going through them all, but you can go through the New Testament. There's a woman. She's had an issue of blood for 12 years and she tried everywhere. But directly she heard of this man, she said, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Faith. Faith laughs at impossibility and says, it shall be done. Oh, you have it here. What an experience for Abraham. Drawing a distinction here from the others to which I have mentioned and the many others that could be mentioned. Here is everything that is contrary to it. God had previously promised that out of his seed he would bring forth a great nation. Now the command of God is go and slay him. How can you reconcile it? If Abraham begins to look at this from his own standpoint, there's no answer to it. No answer whatever. In addition, God has commanded Abraham to go and commit murder. That was absolutely abhorrent. God had condemned it. Abraham rose up early in the morning. Would you and I, friend? I can only put it to you that way, friend. That's how it's come to me and again and again. What would you have done under circumstances like this? Wouldn't you have tried to argue with the Lord? You would have done in your mind if you didn't with your lips. Lord, you've already promised. Lord, you're telling me to do something you've utterly condemned. Didn't question one whit. We're exhorted by the Apostle Paul in the Corinthians epistle more than once actually. The just shall live by faith. Oh, but friends, have we begun to grasp what faith really means? What faith really produces? It's all written aforetime for our learning. Have we learned anything from it? As I say, you're familiar with this chapter and the narrative. I didn't go into any of the details, you know, from beginning to end. What have you learned from it, friend? What have I learned from it? It's written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And here's the man governed by faith. He goes out, not knowing where he's going, only knowing what he's going to do at God's command. Yes. Oh, my dear friend, yes. And even, I know, of course, that there's a representation here of Christ. We might come to that if time permits. But even when Isaac turns and says, Father, but look, you've got everything. Haven't you forgotten the fire? Haven't you forgotten the lamb? Oh, you've got it all, Dad. But you haven't got a lamb. You must have forgotten it. My son, God will provide himself a lamb. Not God will himself provide a lamb. No. God will provide himself. That's Christ, of course. But in the narrative and in its connection, faith. I can't see, my lad, how it's coming, but God will provide. That's where I'm resting. Oh, my dear friend, faith, what a wonderful gift. What a blessed gift. As I've quoted already, have I? If not, I quote it now. Faith laughs at impossibilities. says it shall be done. You can stand at the beginning of the year or any other time for that matter and say, I wonder what it'll unfold. It'll unfold, my dear friend, what God has eternally promised. He's set it in his word. Every whit of it. God has never, and can never, and will never change his mind. His purposes shall ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may well have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. Oh, my dear friend, when you begin to look through your poor natural minds and eyes and draw your own natural conclusions, they're going to be totally different. They're going to be totally different. Yes. It would be in the case of Abraham. He can't reconcile this in any degree from his own natural sight, nor his own natural estimation. As I pointed out, it's entirely contrary to God, to his promise and everything else. And it looks as if the whole thing is coming to nothing. But it went out. And the dear book records it several times. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Oh, my dear friend, I covet, and I covet for you as well as for myself, that it may in some little measure, oh, I can only put it thus, in some little measure we may get to it. Abraham believed God. That I may be enabled to say, I believe God, I want to. Faith that lays hold upon omnipotent. Faith who's got control in everything and everybody. Principal, individual, collective assemblies, everything. In the whole universe. And you bring it all to bear, friend, for one of his children. Loved with an everlasting love, therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, my dear friend, this is the time if we're going to stop to consider, though I don't want us to stop just at the beginning of the earth, but all the way through the earth. Jehovah Jireh. God has said, and God will see it. If you're going to take the other marginal rendering, God will see it, God will expect it, God will provide it. And it will come exactly, in exactly the way, and to the degree, and for the duration that he has appointed it. Oh, my dear friend. God knows that the tendencies of your heart and mind are only carnal. Thou leadest astray. The just shall live by faith. How much do you live, friend? How much do you live? How much of our time is taken up with doubts and fears? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, in spite of where it may lead, in spite of what he calls you and I to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding, because God knows very well that where that will lead us. Oh, friend, have we begun to learn? I put these questions to my own heart long before I got to you, believe me. Have I begun to learn? It's all very well to stand up and preach about it. But if in your own experience, friend, you've got to live it out. Got to live it out. Yes, I remember one of our ministers gone home to glory long ago. I remember him saying, every minister should know what he's preaching about and should experience it. Well, my dear friend, if that's the case, my dear friend, I shouldn't preach anymore. I haven't got to it yet, friend. Oh, yes, it's all right. The Lord will provide for this, but what about that? It covers it all. covers it all. And as we've read it, these all died in faith. Yes, not having received the promises in the fulfillment of them. They were persuaded of them and embraced them, and they said, we're content to die. Content to die. Oh, my dear friend, what a wonderful gift is faith, I say. That is sovereignly and mercifully and graciously given to us to live by, not to lean upon ourselves or anyone else. But we have a glorious foundation upon which we can lean from all the infinite power of God. And you can go through it all again. Created the universe out of nothing. Maintains the universe, every whit of it. They all look unto him. Yes, every beast of the field. They're all men. You sit down to your meals every day. Do you ever stop to think where it all comes from? I thought of it many times years ago. I don't know whether I mentioned it before, it'll bear repetition. I used to, twice a day, used to cycle through Smithfield Market on my way to business. You go through in the morning, you couldn't see a place where you get a bit more meat. It was everywhere, hanging up, laying down in the gutter, on the pavement, everywhere. Come back in the evening, not a bit of meat to be seen anywhere. Next morning, full up again. 365 days every year. Sundays accepted. But all every year, where does it all come from? God will provide. The Lord will provide. He doesn't confine it to anything. He brings forth the grass that grows, and all the vegetation and all the crops and all everything else the Lord will provide. Yes. Oh, my dear friend, the omnipotent mind of God. I know it's beyond human conception. God knows that, and so he says, well, I'll bestow upon you a gift of faith. Faith will be enabled to rest in it. Faith will be enabled to believe it. Faith will be enabled to look for the and expect its fulfillment. Need I quote it again? These all died in faith, not having received the promise. But they were persuaded of them as though they had been fulfilled. In their minds, it was done. God had provided, and that was sufficient. And the infinite power of God provided for Abraham here, so wonderful. Provided for Daniel's friends in the furnace. Oh, yes, looking at it from the human standpoint, they'd say this is the end. They can't survive that raging, burning furnace. Oh, but when thou passest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, God has said. Here's the fulfillment of it. No. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and there he is. There he is. And you can go through them all, my dear friend, again, and go through your own life. Did ever trouble yet befall? And he refused to hear thy call. Oh, it's easy to sing it, friend. It's another thing to experience it. But the mighty God who saves a poor sinner says you're not your own any longer. If any man, I almost read that chapter this evening, changed my mind at the last moment. But if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are all finished. Behold, all things, not some of them, all things have become new. You're not your own. You belong to another. God has said, I'll provide for you. You'll lack nothing. Oh, I'll see to that, you'll lack nothing. Oh, here I say is the record of it. And what a record. What a word to carry you and I into a new sphere of time. Yes. I don't know what a day may bring forth. God has in wisdom has said, no, I draw the veil. You're not to see it. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. And stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He's got it all in control. Not a single shaft can hit till God of love sees fit. Satan and all his hosts included. Every power will be subjected to his omnipotence. Too wise, too earth, too good to be unkind. And I put it this way, beloved. He's never yet made a mistake in your life or mine. Not since we were redeemed by blood. No. The follies of ours have been many. Yes, but he's never made a mistake. He that hath helped us hitherto will help us all our journey through and give us daily cause to raise fresh Ebenezers. The trouble is we're looking in the wrong direction. We're looking at this trouble and sitting down and wondering how we're going to meet it, what we're going to do be delivered from it. The Lord says, the just shall live by faith. Look unto me, look unto me. That's where faith leads all of us. Led all those that I've referred to and we've read about to. Yes, the precious gift of a living faith. It's a living principle. Yes. Where it cannot trace, it will trust. That's the only thing that will enable us to trust, is a living faith. Oh, may God save us from leaning to our own understanding. This self will always raise its ugly head. Satan will see to that. Yes. Where we fail in that, Satan will see to it. We got plenty of enabling from him. But oh, when the Lord has provided, what a foundation. Other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, a secure foundation, a mighty foundation, an enduring foundation. It'll never fail, friend. It'll never crumble away. God has said, that's the answer. No matter who raises the question, the ungodly, the godly, the satanic power, satanic agencies, all say together, God has spoken. So shall it be. Yes, the precious truth here is not written for Abraham alone. As I've said already, he didn't say, as he called the name of the place, he didn't say, Jehovah has provided. No, the Lord will provide. Carries it right the way through. God, this is God's word, not Abraham's. It's only right. Moses is writing under dictation. The Lord will provide, and he has provided. And what wonders too, temporally and spiritually. I haven't time to separate them this evening. Temporally and spiritually. I can remember in the case one of my own cases, I was laid aside. One came to my wife, to mention any names, it won't mean much in any case. Came to my wife and she says, you know what's wrong with him, don't you? And she looked at him. She'd had a word from the Lord. He said, this is the end, he's got cancer. confessing servant of God. My wife simply turned to him and said, I'm sorry, but the Lord has given me a word. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And God had said, and so it came to pass. And the way a man leaned to his own understanding, I'm still alive today. And that's 30 years ago, more. Ah, my dear friend, God has spoken. God will provide. And he has provided. He waits for you and I to respond in thankfulness. Oh, my dear friend, we haven't exhausted the praise that is due to his great and holy name. The mercies in our individual life, the deliverances that he has wrought, the preventings that he has brought about. Yea, he's taken the whole, moulded it and fashioned it all, not according to your desires. He's never promised to supply all your desires. What a mercy. He's promised to supply all your need, and he has. And he'll do it in his own way. Yes. So we can look at this briefly, if I only leave a few thoughts with you to carry home and quietly reflect upon it in your own home. The Lord will provide. But what about the greatest provision? I must touch upon it if I don't go further. When you and I lay in the ruin of the fall, God will provide. You say, I can't understand how it can be possible. Look at the mountain of my sin. You look at it now, and the same thought arises. God will provide. And you know, he only needed to provide one sacrifice. One all-sufficient sacrifice. For all time. For all his people. For all for one end. God has provided. Question of your estimation or otherwise. The wonder is, my dear friend, that you and I are made the recipients of it. God has provided. What a provision. As I've said, I can't go into the detail. I can only just throw out a few hints, but oh, what blessed provision. Loved with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I called thee and drawn thee. The work is all his, my dear friend. Oh, let's put the crown upon the one brow, one only. By grace are ye saved through faith. Through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works. Oh, no, there's going to be no works creeping in here. No delusions, no. Not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship. And what a workmanship. What a workmanship. Yes. One sacrifice. Forever. And he hath perfected forever them who are sanctified. According to that eternal purpose, the detail of which you were all drawn up, was all fixed before time began, chosen in him before the world began, that we should be holy, and holy we shall be. You say, I can't understand it, I can't see it, neither can I, friend. But does faith rest there? God has spoken. You will be holy if you're the recipient of the participation of the sacrifice of a precious Christ. He came to save the world. I bless God 1,000 times for that word. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin, and it must include mine. Great, grave, mountainous though it may be, it must. He has said it. And faith believes it. I can't understand it. As the psalmist said, he brought me up. He didn't help me to get out. He brought me up out of the horrible pit. I should never have come out otherwise. And out of the miry clay, set my feet upon a rock. That rock will abide for me. Establish my going, and you're established in that way, my dear friend, for all the rest of time and eternity. Put a new song in my mouth. Yes, any man be in Christ is a new creature. All things are passed away, all of them. Behold, all things have become new. But he calls us to walk by faith. Believest thou? Believest thou? Is the inquiry of his word. Oh, my dear friend, if you're waiting till you understand the riches of grace, you'll never have them. And you never could. You walk by faith. Yes, Jehovah will provide. He's pledged himself to provide. You needn't worry, Abraham. You needn't worry, Noah. I haven't made a mistake. You build the boat 100 miles from the sea. That's all right. You do what I tell you. Leave the rest to me. And they laughed him to scorn. 120 years. They said, look at the old man. Demented. Demented. Look at him. Yes, they did look at him. When the rains began to descend and grew deeper and deeper and deeper and higher, there was no way of escape. God had said, so it came to pass. Oh, you can go through them all, as I have said. Go through your life, my dear friend. It's on the same pattern. Follows the same line. The Lord will provide. Be it in your individual life. Be it in providence and in grace. Be it in the home. Be it in the business. Be it in the church. I don't care where it is. If you belong to him by the ties of redeeming blood and grace, you're not your own, friend. And the sooner we learn that, the better. Not only dependent upon, but relying upon. Yes. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. And he's taken your life's minutest circumstance into his control. And tomorrow's events are all fixed. You can plan what you like, buddy. Man proposes, God disposes. If you plan anything that's contrary to his will, my dear friend, it'll come to nothing. Yours, I mean. It's in his control. Regulated by his omnipotent power. Yes, and by his infinite wisdom. It never made a mistake, nor could. The Lord will provide. And so much today, I'm afraid, of looking to man. I don't want to get into this realm, but oh, my dear friend, does it grieve you? In the churches of his grace, I mean. Oh, yes, so long as we please man, that's all that matters, does it? Does it? You've only to look round, my dear friend, and see where it's brought us and where it's bringing us rapidly. I could name all dozens, almost. I'm not going to. But oh, my dear friend, for you and I, the Lord has provided whatever happened. Too wise to err. Oh, it's so easy to stand up and sing it. But it's true, friend. Too wise to err. Too good to be unkind. You'll have to learn it, friend. You'll have to prove it by gracious experience. Even when he's pleased to lay his hand upon us in affliction's path, you wonder where the scene's going to end then. It's all right, isn't it? It's all right. I quote the passage again. This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. And never mind what happens there. It's going to be for the glory of God. surgeons, nurses, doctors, everybody, they're all in my control. They'll do what I tell them to do. Whether they respect it or not, they'll do it. God has provided, and I provided for that child of mine. Now you do what I tell you. The ultimate issue will be, oh yes, for the glory of God. He never makes a mistake. As I've said, his purposes will ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste. It's included. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. If you've got, well, even at this very moment, if you've got it in your home on the windowsill or somewhere, a plant that's in bud, won't you watch it every day? See how much it's grown. See if it is growing. And watch for the colour of the flower to come out. You watch it, watch it, and watch it. Do you watch your own life like that, friend? To see the unfolding of grace. God planted you. As God planted that plant. And he ordained it to come and bring forth a flower or fruit, as the case may be. Yes, from me is thy fruit found, he said. And he's watching you to see if you're growing, to see if you're producing fruit. Yes. And if there's no fruit, well, you've got it in the gospel. Root it up, cast it away, burn it in the fire. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, take it away. Take it away. The Lord will provide, my dear friend. Irrespective of the conditions that prevail, I am not underestimating them one whit. Grieves us deeply, but my dear friend, don't let's lose sight of the fact the Lord reigneth. He's got control, and it'll be thus far and no further. And that's your salvation and mine, my dear friend. If man had his own way, you'd lose all your Sabbaths, my dear friend. There's plenty of enemies today that would shut all the houses of worship, all of them, as they've done in Russia and other places too. God will provide, friend. I come back to it. Do you and I believe it? I don't mean partially. Not in this thing and not in the other. You've got to believe it all. Yes. When Abraham's climbing the mountain, when Isaac said to him as he did, Abraham didn't turn to him and say, be quiet, my boy. Little children should be seen and not heard. Faith was governing every step. And he got a long way to go. Plenty of time to think about it. He gets to the mountain, his hand is risen, the knife, another second, and Isaac would lay dead. That's right. It's all in his control. A second, plenty of time for the Lord to work. Stop, Abraham. Now by this I know thou fearest God. Oh, it's all right. You can turn to me and say, well, of course he was in the place where God put him. I know all about that. But my dear friend, when he's in the way, God providing the sustaining power, and he's looking at Isaac, particularly when he comes to bind Isaac, and Isaac's looking at Abraham and wondering whatever he's doing. They're both looking at one another and wondering what's going to happen next. God has provided, it's all right. And at the right moment, Abraham is turned. Who turned him? Don't tell me Abraham turned himself, because I shan't believe it. God turned an Abraham, and there was the ram caught in the thing. God had provided. Take Isaac off and put the ram there. I know there's Christ, of course. I know that. But God has provided for him. at the last second. It can take long for the Lord to work, my dear friend. Jehovah Jireh. And Abraham says, call the name of the place. So shall it be, even unto this day. And it's the same today, my dear friend, in your experience and mine, and every one of his children. You're not your own. Even if I repeat it again, you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Oh, blessed thought, blessed consideration. And he's got it all. He's got it all. Veiled it, as I have said, from your eyes. Oh, what a mercy that is, friend. What a mercy. And yet you and I are still trying to pierce the gloom of it. If trouble arises, oh, we got it all planned. We can tell anybody what's going to happen tomorrow. And the next day, and the following day, if we're still here, we shall die then. Oh, yes. We always look on the best things first, don't we? I mean the reverse, you know. God hath provided. Commit thy way unto the Lord. All of it. And you know what it means. Commit. Commit. Simple words used every day in the court of law. And a man comes up with a trial and he's committed to prison. He's transferred from the courtroom to the prison. That's what you've got to do, my dear friend. Commit your way. From yourself to him. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He will bring to pass. But suppose it, all the natural mind bits. But suppose it. Suppose what? Suppose the Lord isn't able. Suppose the Lord has a different idea. Suppose it all. Go on supposing, my dear friend. Lean to your own understanding. It's never brought you any profit yet and never will. Commit your way. He's got it all in his omnipotent hands. And he who brought the universe into being sustains it, every whit of it. And will continue to do so throughout time while his power is needed. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Jehovah Jireh last year, it'll be Jehovah next year, and the following year, if our lives are lengthened out, and if not, it'll be glory. It's all fixed, my dear friend. You can read it in Ephesians 1, if you're in any doubt about the catalogue of it, it's all there. And when you've read that, then read again the 17th of John, those blessed, sweet, abiding words falling from the lips of incarnate in, Father, I will. What? Listen carefully. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. But what? That they may behold my glory. God has provided. It'll come to pass, friend. Oh, what a prospect. What a prospect. To behold the glory of the Lord without a veil between, without a hindrance, without anything to mar, no sin can enter there. We shall see him as he is. I don't wonder. Paul must have caught a little of the fragrance of the meaning of this, when he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of God. Whenever I quote those words, I always have to say that I daren't quote them without they were in the inspired record, using the same word. That for which also I am apprehended in the provision of God in the riches of his grace, that I may apprehend it too. And it's going to be. that they may behold my glory, as he says in John 17. The Lord will provide, friend. I pray with all my heart for you all as for myself, that whatever this year may unfold, we know not what a day may bring forth, but whatever it may unfold, it may bring to us the realization and the fulfillment of this blessed word, and prove to us the faithfulness of God. But when it comes, beloved, don't forget the praise that is due to his great and holy name. The Lord will provide. The Lord has provided. It remains only to be unfolded. As one hymn writer rightly said, then, Lord, shall I fully know, not till then, how much I owe. Putting in a question that was put to the man in the gospel, how much owest thou unto my Lord? Take it home, then. Think about it, Prince. He that has saved you by his grace, has saved your life, saved your circumstances, saved your possessions, saved everything pertaining to you, it's all mine. And it's all in the hands of infinite wisdom and omnipotent power. And it'll all be unfolded in his wisdom. And it will come to the ultimate end that he has appointed for it. So that when the time shall come, he will present his church faultless. He will never have to turn to his father and say, I brought them all home, Father. This one, I've got him home somehow. I don't know how on earth I've got him home. He was such a wayward, wandering one. Here they are, faultless, and with exceeding joy. This is grace, my dear friend. This is abiding grace, not changing like the things of the world and things of time and sense. These things abide, and the longer they abide, the sweeter they unfold, and the sweeter they call for our response. So, though the word was given so many hundreds and hundreds of years ago by Abraham of old, it's still true. The Lord will provide. So I wish you, beloved, the greetings of the new year. I pray that God may give you to know and prove the sweetness of this precious, this dear word. Whatever the year may unfold, even only part of it is in his hand. But the Lord will provide for you. God grant it for his near name's sake. Amen.